Hey, this is Rick Cassell from ExercisesForInjuries.com with another interview for you. And today we're going to talk about knee pain. And I have Bill on the line, and I'll get Bill to introduce himself because he has a tricky last name, and I'm probably going to butcher it. So I'll get him to let everyone know his last name and give a little introduction on, you know, on himself and a little bit about his knee pain story.
Yeah. Hi, Rick. Thank you so much. My name is Bill Paravano, and I'm known by many people as the knee pain guru. I have history with my own personal experience with knee pain. In 1998, I dislocated my left knee the first of four times and ended up having reconstructive surgery on my left knee for my ACL, the ligament in my left knee, and they did a patella replacement, which is the tendon that holds your kneecap in place. They cut that out and put a pin in my lower leg and a pin in my upper leg and reconstructed the ligament. And I did the surgery, the physical therapy, and was really kind of disheartened to know that I felt like I was walking on stilts. I still had lots of pain, tension, and swelling in my knee as well as in the rest of my body after the surgery and the physical therapy. And it really sent me in a different direction in my life where I was searching for ways of addressing what was going on in my body. And in my previous life, I owned a computer company and played competitively in the sport of judo. And after the surgery and the physical therapy, competition was kind of ruled out, and my ability to exercise and work was limited to this big titanium Donjoy knee brace that I would wear on my left knee, which is no fun. And that whole paradigm, that whole idea around how my leg was going to be on into the future at the ripe old age of 29 really wasn't appealing to me. So I started studying. I started studying body work, a style of body work called orthobionomy, which is focusing on the tension patterns in the body that manifest in physical pain. I ended up becoming an advanced practitioner. I was certified in the United States as well as in Europe. And I also became an instructor a few years later, began teaching the body work. I got involved and became an instructor of a style of martial arts called Sistema. It's a Russian style of martial arts that focuses on breathing, spinal alignment, and the building up of the tendon and ligament strength in the joints. I also studied about water and nutrition and exercise and stretching and neuromuscular reeducation and all this other stuff to figure out how I was able to help myself. And in the process, I began working with other people, still kept training martial arts, still do to this day, and find that that is a really great venue to help people get over issues that they have with their knees. And in 2008, I began the Knee Pain Guru, which is a website I have completely focused on helping people getting over chronic knee pain.
Okay. Pretty extensive journey when it comes to your knee pain story. And then, so maybe looking at, my big thing is exercise when it relates to various injuries. So then what were, looking at the exercise side of things, what were some of the things that benefited your knee pain?
Well, I think the big thing that a lot of times when pain goes into the knees, it's not the knees that are necessarily wrong. There's not something wrong with the knees. It's just that it tends to be the weakest link in the series of tension from the head to the feet. And we need to look at other places in the body that need to be strengthened in the context of exercise that begins to pull the tension out of the knees, pull the pressure out of the knees, so the body begins to rebalance itself so all of the pressure isn't going to the knees, causing the problems that they do.
Okay. And then, so then, like, what are some of the things to kind of think about and consider when it comes to, you know, bringing back this balance within the knee?
I think the big thing is tension that we have in our hips, our back, and our torso, and how when we sit a lot, whether it be in front of a computer, in a car, in a plane, we have tension that causes our body to go forward. Most of the time, our tension is forward. We're moving forward. And as a result, the more tension that builds up while we're in a seated position, and then we try to stand, without relaxing that tension, a lot of that pressure goes into the knee joint. And the knee joint ends up taking the brunt of the load because of all of the tension in the hips, the lower back, in the front of the torso, and things like that. So by engaging those, the antagonistic muscles, or the muscles in the back, I know referred to as the posterior chain a lot of times, by strengthening those antagonistic muscles down under the body and pulls the tension out of the knees.
Okay, cool. So sometimes it's, you're not necessarily addressing the knee directly. You're kind of working around it in other areas that might be affecting that knee.
Right. Well, in the context of exercise, it's important to look at a bigger picture of what's going on. Because most exercise programs out there, they're like, okay, give me exercises for my knee. And we think of leg presses, leg extensions, leg curls, those types of things, because the common mentality is let's strengthen the muscles in the legs in hopes that the knee pain will go away. And it's important when doing exercises that you're looking at the entire structure, that you're doing bigger muscle groups, the antagonistic muscle groups in your back and in your that's actually counteracting the tension pattern that's pulling you forward and putting the pressure into the knees. However, in terms of my approach to knee pain, it's a little bit different in terms of I go directly to the knee. However, I'm going directly to the knee in a way of creating comfort in the joint first. By creating comfort in the knee joint first, you immediately take the pressure off of those nerves and you begin to set up the conditions so the body is able to heal what's going on in the knee. Because most of the time, in terms of like really looking at what is knee pain, we're looking at nerves in your knee that are being interfered with that are sending a signal to your brain that you have knee pain. It's the only reason why your knees would hurt. Now, there may be a mechanical thing wrong. Something may be broken or torn. And that, of course, you want to check that out with your doctor first. You want to make sure you got a green light with your doctor that everything is okay, like the knee is mechanically working well. However, once you get that green light, now we need to get the pressure off of those nerves. We need to create the space in the joint and set up the conditions so your body is able to get what it needs into your knee joint to heal what's going on.
Okay. Okay. And then looking at, you know, what would be some of the, you know, based upon your experience, what would be some of the kind of the causes that kind of end up leading to knee pain for people?
Well, Rick, it's really important to understand the difference between a cause and a symptom of what's creating the knee pain. A symptom would be arthritis. A symptom would be a knee injury. A symptom would be a torn meniscus. A symptom would be a ligament damage or something like that. That's kind of like the symptom. The real cause, the only cause of knee pain is nerves that are being interfered with in your knee. That's sending a signal to your brain that you have knee pain. This is our nervous system. It's the control center that lets us know where we are in time and space. And when we have an interference with the nerves, that is telling our body something is not right. Something is going on. Something is creating a problem that needs to be looked at, that needs to be addressed. And we end up with the symptom that needs to be addressed, which is maybe you smacked your knee, you fell on your knee, you twisted your knee, you tore something, whatever the problem to heal. But the only cause for knee pain is that nerves are being interfered with.
Okay, interesting. And then I think you kind of touched on it a little bit more, but maybe you can expand on it a little bit more. But what would be, you know, what are some of the misconceptions surrounding knee pain?
Well, I think there's several of them. And one is that you're going to exercise muscles in your leg that are actually going to get rid of the pain. Exercise by itself, just working the muscles in your legs, can at best reinforce a dysfunctional tension pattern. But you just go in and do leg extensions, leg curls, leg presses, by themselves are not going to get the pressure off of the nerves in your knee. To work those antagonistic muscles, to work on the entire structure. And like I was talking about a little bit later, which is getting the pressure off of the nerves in your knee. That in and of itself, getting the pressure off of the nerves in the knee will make the knee pain go away, and actually quite quickly. Because the joint, many people recognize the joint as bending. You know, you can bend your heel or your foot. You could move it towards your butt, or you can extend your leg. Those are the general directions that people think of the knee joint moving. However, the knee joint has intricate movements. Slightly, it'll slide side to side slightly, forward and back, apart and together, the knee joint will. And when the body experiences pain, the joint, especially in the knee, the joint will hold on to a tension pattern that will protect itself from getting injured further. It's kind of like that, the moment where we go and we tense up. We turn quick on a soccer field or on a basketball court or something, and something tweaked in our knee or popped in our knee, and our body tenses up to protect itself. Well, that's functional for that injury. It's functional for that sharp pain. However, it's dysfunctional for you to go back into your life without that problem that's going on in the knee joint. And if from that space, with that neurological dysfunction that's going on, if we just do exercises from that place, we're reinforcing that dysfunctional tension pattern that's going on in the joint that many times tends to progress to a wearing, a diagnosis of degenerative changes, arthritis, or even down the road, a bone-on-bone type of condition, because it's not addressing the original neurological dysfunction that's taking place and getting the pressure off of those nerves.
Okay. And then, are there any exercises that, you know, one could do that would probably make their knee pain worse?
That is, you know, that's a great question, and it's the one that you do that makes your knee pain worse. Like, if it hurts, it's kind of like one of those things, if it hurts, don't do it.
Yeah.
So if I am very much an advocate of body weight exercises in terms of getting rid of knee pain. I believe your body has the capability, infinite capacity of healing itself. And when we go into a gym and do exercise machines that take your body through not necessarily a normal range of motion, it can... Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of exercise machines. I think if you're going to do any type of exercises for your to get rid of knee pain, it would be with weights where you're doing deadlifts and squats properly with really light weight with impeccable form, just impeccable form. And that's so important when doing those types of exercises. However, outside of the gym, I believe that body weight exercises are plenty for what the body needs to be able to help itself, to be able to heal what's going on with the knees. So if to answer that question directly, it would be any type of machine where the leg is isolated and it's not working in conjunction with the rest of the body.
Okay. And then in your opinion, is there, you know, other than, you know, we've kind of talked about, you know, removing what irritates it. We kind of talked about, you know, focusing on good movements, you know, some key exercises, focusing a little bit more on body weight. Now, are there any other things that would, you know, help or hurt someone's knee pain, like maybe when it comes to, you know, nutrition or other things that might affect their knee pain in a positive or negative way?
Yeah, oh my gosh, Rick. Nutrition is huge. Water is huge. Stretching is huge. Neuromuscular education is huge. You know, touching on all those different points, if the body is not properly hydrated, it's unable to heal itself. There's a hierarchy in the body. You need the hierarchy of water allocation. And when we don't have enough water in our body, the body is within the joints and draw water out of those areas to keep the blood and the brain functioning properly. And if we don't have enough water in our body, what ends up happening is the joints begin to dry up, which is one of the diagnoses for arthritis. You'll get diagnosed as having a dehydrated joint. You could look on your doctor's report. If you're listening to this and you have arthritis, get what the doctor wrote up for your arthritis diagnosis, and it'll say one of the conditions there is dehydrated joint. So water plays a huge role. Nutrition plays a huge role in terms of your joints being able to heal themselves. Think of it, if you put bad fuel the wrong fuel in a vehicle, it's not going to go. It's not going to work right. It's not going to be able to run properly. And the same thing when we put processed foods, foods with a lot of sugar and preservatives and dyes and colors and additives, not to mention the pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and everything else that they put in a lot of the conventional food, our bodies don't know how to function with this material in it, and it ends up creating problems. So you don't have the right fuel for your body to heal what it needs to heal. So an injury will take many times longer to heal because you don't have the proper fuel in the fuel tank, meaning you're not eating good food that your body knows what to do with. Another piece is stretching. And stretching in terms of, like we were talking about, those tension patterns that develop in the body as a result of sitting a lot. It's important to stretch out those tension patterns in the legs, in the back, in the arms, that all contribute to the tension that's going on, throwing the pressure down into the knees. And it's important to stretch that in a manner that makes the body feel loose and more flexible without forcing it to do so. There's also neuromuscular reeducation, which are slow movements that connect the brain with the body. Because whenever we have pain, our brain wants to check out. It wants to go somewhere. It wants to go to the happy place. It wants to be away from the pain. And it causes workarounds, meaning we're afraid to step a certain way. We're afraid to twist a certain way. We're afraid to get out of bed a certain way or into our car a certain way or sit down a certain way. So by slowly going through movements, we begin to connect the brain with the part of our body that doesn't feel safe to move in that direction. And we get more movement, more flexibility, more increased comfortable range of motion into the body that begins to set up those conditions that the body is able to heal itself. And that's what's so, so important.
Okay. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to, you know, create the best environment for your body so that it can heal its knee pain.
Perfect. Create the environment that the body can heal its knee pain. Exactly.
Okay. And then, you know, what would be, you know, some other, I mean, are there any other factors that you can think of or that you've kind of come across working with your clients when it relates to, you know, what can make knee pain worse or better?
Yeah, there's a couple things, actually. And one is when you're doing exercises, and I'm a huge proponent of body weight exercises, that you do the exercises in a manner that allows the strengthening of tendons and ligaments in the joint itself. Most of the exercises out there focus on strengthening the muscles in the legs or focusing on strengthening muscles, period, which is good and in their appropriate place and time are important. However, in the context of knee pain, it's important to understand that the pain is in the joint itself and there really are no muscles in the knee joint itself. The only things holding the joint together are tendons and ligaments. So in order to address instability and pain and problems with the knee joint, we need to strengthen the tendons and ligaments. And generally what that looks like is an exercise will last longer than 7 seconds. And the reason being is after 7 seconds, your muscles fatigue. Because muscles are designed to fire. They're designed, you know, for sprinters. That's why sprinters have really big muscles in their legs, big muscles in their arms and chest and back. So they can have that speed, but their maximum speed is only, you know, what is it? A 100-yard dash is, you know, 9 seconds, 10 seconds, something like that. A perfect example of this is the big guy who's doing the bench press in the gym. If he's doing his max rep and he gets that weight off and he goes to bring the weight down to his chest and push it back up, if he doesn't get that weight up within 6 to 7 seconds, odds are he's not going to get that weight up because the muscle has maximally fired in that period of time. And it begins to fatigue, and the body is relying on tendon and ligament strength in order to get that weight up. Well, the same thing when doing an exercise for your knees. When you do an exercise for the knee joint, it's important to get the muscles fatigued so you begin working on the joint itself and build strong, real solid joints. And without that fatiguing the muscle, what ends up happening is you can get done with an exercise that you're doing lots of sets and reps with, and the knee joint can feel a little bit more choppy, a little bit less stable, because the muscles are actually reinforcing that dysfunctional tension pattern that we were talking about earlier. So by slowing the exercise down and doing one set of one rep for an extended period of time, preferably 30 seconds to a minute, you're going to get a hugely different experience of your legs. The interesting piece, though, at the moment that the muscles begin to fatigue is when the body begins to shake. And at that point, that's usually when people want to check out of the exercise. They want to stop doing the exercise. But that's in actuality when the real work begins on strengthening the tendon and ligaments in the joint, in the knee joint. Now, it's important to understand that when you extend an exercise longer than 7 seconds, or having it preferably 30 seconds to a minute, we have to incorporate proper breathing, because in that state of putting the body under maximal tension, maximal body weight tension, what ends up happening is the nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system, begins to increase. It begins to, heart rate increases, blood pressure increases, the tension in the body increases. And as a result, you could do everything I said around that exercise correctly, but if you're not breathing properly, the nervous system is going to increase the tension and your legs won't feel so great. Your legs and your body won't feel so great after the exercise. So it's important to breathe properly while you're doing that extended body weight exercise to strengthen the tendons and ligaments in your knee joint.
Cool. That's a good point. That's a good point. Because your breathing definitely changes when you feel pain or with the anticipation of pain.
Oh, my gosh. It's, like, unbelievable. Whenever we experience pain or get scared or we're unsure about a situation, we will hold our breath. It's like an unconscious response. And it's there to protect us from that experience. However, it becomes a dysfunction if we don't begin to address it and correct it and practice properly.
Oh, okay. Good points. Good points. Now, we've kind of talked generally about knee pain. Now, you know, a number of the people that are going to listen to this are like health and fitness professionals. Now, are there any other, you know, tips that you can kind of give them from, you know, perspective of someone that has had knee pain, and from the people that you've worked with, you know, what can they do better when working with a client with knee pain?
Ah, that's a great question. I believe that big thing client is saying, like really being present to what they're saying, because they will tell you exactly how their knee hurts and how their knee doesn't hurt. And in listening to how their knee doesn't hurt is a key to unlocking the knee pain by taking the body to that place or taking that place of comfort to re-educate the nervous system to understand what it is. Because most of the time, it's just kind of, it's ingrained, it's in our society, that whenever we have pain, that's what we're looking for. We don't look for no pain. And in doing so, many, many trainers for how we can push through that pain. And consequently, when a person is in pain, establish that place of comfort first and get the pressure off of those nerves which begins to establish the conditions so the body can heal itself. So I think listening to your client and then working with the body in a place that is really important, getting the highest leverage in moving your clients to a place of being out of knee pain fast.
Okay, good point. Good point. Now, I mean, we're getting close to the end of the interview. Is there kind of anything else that you kind of wanted to highlight and let people know about?
Well, Rick, we were speaking just before we started this interview, and I wanted to share with the listeners my vision. And as you kind of know, a lot of the reports now are indicating that, you know, within the past few years, there's an estimated 500,000 knee replacement surgeries done in the United States alone every year, not to mention the world. And insurance companies and doctors and everybody's trying to figure out how to brunt that expense, or how can we reduce that expense. And I see people going to Central America and South America and India to get knee replacement surgeries because of the rising cost of knee replacement surgeries in North America. And that is really disconcerting for me, because in the bigger context, in the bigger picture, cutting off bone, parts of bone in your leg and replacing it with plastic and metal just does not seem like a normal thing to do in order for the body to heal itself. And it really got me thinking what exactly I'm doing with the whole knee pain guru program. And I shared with you my vision, and I wanted to share it with the people on the call, is that I'm looking to offer a natural alternative for surgery where everyone is comfortable in their bodies and they have strong, healthy joints that can last a lifetime. And my goal, my vision is to be able to make knee replacement surgery obsolete in my lifetime. And I believe when you follow these principles of taking the pressure off of the nerves first and creating those conditions or creating that environment that the body is able to heal what is going on with the knees, the ability to move to a place of comfort and being out of knee pain and in doing all of the things you love to do becomes a reality faster than you can imagine. And it's really simple. It's a really simple concept that it's very easy for everyone to begin to incorporate. And I believe the more people that know about these concepts and principles and embrace this philosophy towards their joints, there'd be a lot less surgeries. And not only knee replacement surgeries, hip replacement, back surgeries, neck surgeries, a lot of things that end up resulting in surgery as a result of undue stress and tension that builds up in the nervous system. So that's really what I wanted to share, and I'm really excited about that vision and how with the beauty of the internet and how this information can get passed along to many people very quickly. I'm really excited about sharing that vision.
Cool. Very cool. And then, you know, and then Bill, where can people get more information about yourself?
Well, Rick, I believe we talked about a link that we're going to set up that people can go to with a special offer for today. The program that I've put together, it's called the Surgery Free Knee Replacement. And basically what I've done is I've created a template or a format that someone who especially is experiencing arthritis, degenerative changes, or is experiencing a bone-on-bone type of situation or scenario, I've walk them through in a series of videos on what they can begin doing to create the comfort in their knees that takes the pressure off of the nerves in their knees and begins to set up the conditions so their body is able to heal itself. And we were going to set up a link that we had talked about earlier where people can go to and check out that information to find out further. And what was that link again?
We were going to set up a link, exercisesforinjuries.com/Bill. And then we'll have all the information that people need right there.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. So any last things to leave people with, Bill?
Rick, this was great. I enjoyed the interview, and I'm really glad to share this information. And I know you're helping lots of people with what you're doing, and it's exciting to be able to pass that information along, and everybody benefits in the process. I think that way of living is just really, really darn cool. So I thank you very much for this opportunity to be able to share that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Bill, for your time. And, you know, thank you very much for everyone for, you know, listening to this interview. I hope you got, you know, lots of information when it comes to, you know, knee pain, things that can contribute to knee pain, you know, things that we don't think about that can contribute to knee pain, things that we can do when it relates to exercise for the knee and around the knee, and kind of things that we don't think about that can make our knee pain worse or better. And then also with Bill talking about considerations that health and fitness professionals should make when it relates to a client with knee pain. And lastly, what Bill said about his vision, you know, it's quite exciting, it's quite ambitious, and it's kind of an example that we all should kind of have a big vision or a big idea of kind of why we're doing what we're doing. So this is Rick Kasselich from exercisesforinjuries.com. Thanking you very much for joining me on this interview. We will talk to you very soon. You know, probably see you on the blog exercisesforinjuries.com or on Facebook. So this is Rick Kasselich saying take care and bye-bye.